Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis. A mouse study suggests that deficits in the secretion of a protein called CTRP3 by muscle cells contribute to the significantly lower SMN levels that's observed in SMA. These findings indicate that restoring CTRP3 levels in people with SMA could potentially increase SMN levels in motor neurons and slow disease progression. The study was called Muscle Regulates mTOR-Dependent Axonal Local Translation in Motor Neurons via CTRP3 Secretion, Implications for SMA. It was published in the journal Acta Neuropathologica Communications. The SMN protein, which is lacking in people with SMA, is critical for the growth, protein synthesis, and survival of motor neurons. While SMA is mainly considered a motor neuron disease, recent studies have suggested that SMN deficiency causes damage in muscle cells that occur before motor neuron degeneration. However, whether or how defects in muscles influence motor neuron functioning, and whether this contributes to SMA development, is unknown. Researchers in Germany and the US set out to evaluate the potential influence of muscle cells in motor neurons in the context of SMA. By analyzing differences in secreted proteins between healthy and SMA muscle cells, they found that the levels of the CTRP3 protein were significantly lower in SMA muscle cells. CTRP3 is known to be involved in cell growth and survival. It's present in the liquid that surrounds both the brain and the spinal cord. An SMA mouse model also showed significantly lower levels of CTRP3 in a leg muscle compared with healthy mice. Further analysis on the potential role of muscle-secreted CTRP3 showed that it boosts protein production, including SMN, in motor neurons that are isolated from healthy and SMA mice. However, the increase in SMN production was slower in SMA motor neurons than in healthy ones. Results also revealed that CTRP3 boosted protein synthesis in both the cell body and axons of SMA motor neurons. Axons are the elongated, thread-like projections of neurons that conduct impulses and allow communication with other cells. Protein production in axons appear to be particularly impaired compared with that in the cell body. The team also found that CTRP3 increased protein production in SMA motor neurons through mTOR. This is a major pathway involved in protein synthesis in neurons. Overall, this is the first report showing that muscle regulates neuronal protein synthesis via the secretory pathway, and this process is dysregulated in SMA.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Since we just celebrated Thanksgiving here in the United States, I did a post in the SMN News Today forums this week about gratitude. I know those five things I'm grateful for lists can be super cheesy, but nonetheless, I think it's important to recognize the things in our lives that bring us joy. I shared an article from Psychology Today in this post that points out the scientific facts that illustrate the benefits of showing gratitude. All of us in this community have plenty of bad days, but at the same time, it would be pretty pointless to dwell on those bad days. Living with SMA can often be hard and messy and confusing, but there's still so much in life that makes it worth it. I know I'm grateful for many things: my family, friends, faith, job, passions, health, and for communities like this that I'm a part of. When I do face bad days, these are the things that help keep me going. I also want to thank you all for being a part of this community, and for bringing your unique perspectives to discussions here. Even when I fail to respond to every comment and post, know that I'm grateful for all of you. What are the things that you all are thankful for? How do you express gratitude during both good and bad times? We would love to hear from you in the SMA News Today forums, so feel free to sign up today. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.